What kind of a future will Australia hold? One for Malcolm's Millionaires or Bill's Battlers? The starting gun has officially been fired and Australia will head to the polls on July the 2nd. It's been a fairly chaotic last 5 years with what seemed like a revolving door of prime ministers. Could a decision in 58 days see some much-needed stability? Joining us for a look at what is to come is Dr. Stuart Jackson, a lecturer in the Department of Governmental International Relations at Sydney Uni. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks very much.
Now, a lot of people are making, I guess, a big deal of the long election campaign, one of the longest in history. How long are they normally, and is a longer campaign good or bad or remains to be seen?
Well, we've fallen into, if you like, a sort of a trap around the five-week election campaign that seems to have been the norm, 4 to 5 weeks. And certainly that's been the minimum amount of time the Electoral Commission normally allows. I think it's 33 days, the minimum amount of time for the campaign. But we've been in a campaign mode since January.
Yeah.
So, you know, the election date was announced very early on. So is it really such a long campaign at this point? And we have to remember that if you look to the states, the state election, say, here in New South Wales, you have fixed terms. With fixed terms, you know when the election is going to be. You can switch into campaign mode months and months out. Not in the formal campaign. Mm. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, is the formal campaign. But we've been in campaign mode for months.
And what do you think? Do you think that it'll be painful having this long sort of campaign period, this 50 or so days to go? Or do you think it'll be a good thing or a bad thing? Or we'll wait and see, I guess.
I think it'll be more of the same. Like, as I say, we've been here already for the last couple of months. Possibly one of the things that it will have an impact on, though, is enrolments. Mm-hmm. There's been this business just at the moment about there's 25% of 18 to 19-year-olds aren't actually enrolled. They've got a week to enrol now. Mm. So that's what it's going to start to cut off. Normally you'd be going, oh, well, you've got 3 or 4 weeks before the election. Oh, I better get enrolled. Now it's 2 months away. Oh, that's ages away. I'll do it later. And it'll be too late.
Yeah. Okay, and what are you seeing as being the key battlegrounds that this election will be sort of decided on? What are the key messages from both sides, do you think, and even someone from like the Greens?
What you have is this economic narrative that is constantly being built up. You know, Liberals, good economic managers, Labor, bad economic managers. Actually, the Labor Party has an economic narrative that it can sell. It just hasn't in the past done a terribly good job. Mm. Gillard didn't do a very good job. Rudd was never really that focused on the economy. Wayne Swan didn't manage to do a good job as the Treasurer. The Liberal Party has the natural assumption of the electorate that, oh, yes, they're the natural economic managers. When you'd have to say after the 2014 budget, you go, what sort of management are you engaged in here? Mm. It's a very particular kind that if you are, and I don't want to overuse that NRL or rugby meme, you know, the silver tails versus the fibros. But if you're going to pitch your budgets that way, that's how it's going to look.
Yeah. Let's talk about the budget. There's a report out this morning that it wasn't that popular, more popular than the 2014 budget, but it's not that popular. So who do you think came out of budget looking better, Malcolm Turnbull or Bill Shorten? What do you think? What was your read?
I think they both came out looking fairly ordinary. Scott Morrison in the run-up hadn't had a good run. Malcolm Turnbull managed to fluff his lines with David Spears on Sky, and it's like, okay, so you haven't had a good run into this. On the night, lots of people were going, yawn, meh, what sort of budget is this? There's nothing really here. Yet there was a whole lot of hidden nasties, if you like, inside it. And I think that's, if the Labor Party plays on that, there's a great little narrative in there saying, no, this really is about the top end of town. And that's already what they're going to try and do. We're going to see an old-style, you know, Labor campaign that's where the managers for the workers and the other side's the managers for the silver tails.
Another interesting, I guess, component of the election will be the recently passed Senate reform voting bill. How do you see that sort of playing out come election day?
Come election day, I think a few people are going to be a little confused. This is to be expected every time there's a change, there's a certain amount of confusion. That said, the saving provisions within the legislation should mean that there aren't too many lost votes. Certainly the Electoral Commission's and the legislation itself went out of its way to try and minimise the number of lost votes. The question will be whether the Bob Day's High Court challenge succeeds. It's probably won't succeed, but no one puts bets on the High Court. Mm-hmm. A, you're not supposed to, but B, I wouldn't do it anyway. You don't bet on the courts just because you never know exactly how they're going to come out. It's unlikely it'll succeed. We'll go ahead and we'll find out how the Electoral Commission is placed to deal with the counting of the votes, because they'll all have to be counted, and that'll actually be quite an onerous thing for them to do. Mm. That's an awful lot of votes to count. Then again, we still have quite a few people always number at the bottom. You've still got to go through and check them anyway, as they normally do. Might take twice as long because there's an awful lot of votes out there. If the challenge succeeds, we'll be very interesting to see the judgment. But we'll probably go back to what we had the last election, in which case the Electoral Commission knows how to do that and it'll run perfectly well.
All right. And just one final question, Doctor. Many people have been sort of surprised at Bill Shorten's ability to sort of close the gap between him and the Liberal Party and actually, according to some polls, at least be on parity, a 50-50 split. Do you think he can go all the way and defeat Malcolm Turnbull, who still remains quite a popular Prime Minister according to some of these polls?
Anthony Albanese pointed out something this morning when he said if the Labor Party's on 33%, they've got a long way to go to win government. Mm. I mean, they're essentially, their vote is held up by minor parties, minor and small parties, and the Greens sitting on over 10%. That's what's holding up that two-party preferred for the Labor Party. They've got to win votes off the coalition. If they can't do that, then they can't win. And that's where they've really got to be pitching at this point in time.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Dr. Stuart Jackson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Mitch.